Hi guys, welcome to See You Next Tuesday on a Monday. I'm your host for the hour, Mo. Guys, it's probably just because I was up like really late last night, and also I got no sleep the night before or the night before that, and like I was home this week, whatever. But this morning just feels so, so extra early, and I'm so tired. So if that shows, my apologies, but sort of nothing I can do about that, so whoops. This week, the theme is going to be love songs, or, you know, love songs that I think are love songs, sort of, in a way. Yeah, okay. And that is because this weekend I flew back home to Wisconsin for my aunt's wedding, and I was a bridesmaid in it. And the whole ordeal just kind of has me feeling sappy. I'm not gonna lie. I did cry. Not that much, but a little bit. Like, I teared up. I wouldn't say I cried, but I definitely teared up. I think weddings just tend to make people emotional, but don't tell the gen pop that I have feelings. I've got to maintain my nonchalant persona. I'm not sure if you guys are going to think these are love songs at all, but this is my show and I can play what I want. And if you aren't happy with it, sue me or write a complaint in the chat. Either way, I'm playing what I'm playing, and you're welcome, because they're good songs. The first song is Sweet and Slow, and I think a lot of the show, like, will be Sweet and Slow. And I just have really been loving this song lately. I can't remember when I first heard it, but I think it was semi-recently, like, within the past 3 to 4 months. I would say is when I heard this song for the first time, and I don't remember where I heard it or who showed it to me, but I heard it and I liked it. So yeah, the first song I have for you guys is Androgynous by The Replacements. So I hope you enjoy.
Dick is wearing a skirt. Here comes Jane, you know she's sporting a chain. Same hair, evolution. Same build, evolution. Tomorrow, who's gonna fuss? And they love each other so androgynous. Closer than you know, love each other so. Don't get him wrong, don't get him mad. He might be a father, but he's sure ain't a dad. And she don't need advice to send to her. She's happy the way she looks, she's happy with her gender. They love each other so androgynous. Closer than you know, love each other so androgynous. Mirror image, see no damage, see no evil at all. Cupid dolls and Uranus dolls. Both of the same, they're overjoyed in this world. Same hair, revolution, unisex, evolution. Tomorrow, who's gonna fuss? And tomorrow, Dick is winning. each other so androgynous.
Fall.
All right, that was That Teenage Feeling by Neko Case. I love Neko Case. I first heard her music my senior year of high school, and I was just really obsessed with her song Star Witness, and I think I played it like a billion times. It was on like my senior year playlist. Which, I don't really know what it had to do with senior year, but, you know, it doesn't really matter. But I fall back to that song every now and again, just because it's, I don't think I'll ever be sick of it. Go listen to it. I really, really recommend. This song's also really good, but I really like her other stuff, too. Also, not sure if you guys noticed, but... Little fun fact, little trivia. The first two songs were by the same band. So I figured out that's definitely how I found the song Androgynous, because I was obsessed with the song Swingin' Party, which was the second song. And so I probably was just like looking through the Replacements stuff on Spotify and found that song. So, hey, that's what we call deductive reasoning. All right. I think that I should probably not talk that much because my brain is functioning at not a high capacity right now, guys. I'm gonna be honest with you. All right. So this next song is a classic, and so is the group that sings it. And it should not be confused with Stephanie Says by the same band. This is Candy Says by the Velvet Underground.
Candy says, I've come to hate my body and all that it requires in this world. Do, 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 oh.
That was All I Wanna Do by the Beach Boys, a timeless classic. In that section, I also played Alt Lena by Beethoven, which is a great name for a band, by the way. I don't judge a book by its cover, but do judge a band by their name. And I think Beethoven is just so smart. It's such a smart name. But there's also a regular Lena. Like, there's two songs. There's Lena and then there's an Alt Lena. And I also recommend listening to the regular Lena. It's just kind of a bit more upbeat. And it's fun. It's a fun song. I really recommend it. But I just love how I really feel like I know the person that both of those songs are describing. And both of the songs feel like they're talking about a different person, even though it's the same lyrics, just because of the way the music is. Anyway, not to be a nerd about it, but yeah. Speaking of great band names, this next song is by a group called the Marine Girls, or not the Marine Girls, just Marine Girls. And I think it's kind of smart not to do the, because a lot of bands do the, so why not be different? And Marine Girls is just fun. I don't know. Makes you think of the ocean. Makes you think of the beach. Makes you think of the boardwalk. At least for me. Or the aquarium. Or the aquarium / SeaWorld. But in general, I think it's a really great name. And this is a great song called A Place in the Sun. Again, by the Marine Girls.
In the sun and you, nothing I would.
shadow beneath the streetlight behind my home. Driving on 9, I sure miss you. Past a motel, looking at the pines. Driving on 9, looking for 1:30. Maybe I passed it. Go.
That was Driving on 9 by The Breeders. The Breeders, to be clear. That's an interesting, since we're speaking about band names, interesting band name. Gives you something to think about. But they have a lot of really, really great songs, so I highly recommend checking them out. Including Driving on 9. I really like that song. And I think it perfectly, you know, encapsulates how I was feeling post-wedding, just kind of like contemplative, like thinking about perchance if I have a wedding, what would it be like, what would I do for it, who would I invite, you know, things like that. And again, I think that's perfectly normal and whatever. I mean, I'm a little young. Oh my god, except at the wedding, not to spill other people's business, but I was sitting at a table with this woman who is now 22, but she got married at 19, which is the age that I am currently, and I could not imagine getting married right now. I know a lot of people do get married at 19 or at, you know, 18, whatever, young, but I just could not imagine getting married at my current state of being. Like, I don't think I'm anywhere near mature enough. So like, now she's 22 and has, like, 2 or 3 kids. I mean, and hey, her husband is way older, and I have so many thoughts on that, but let me not share other people's business to strangers, especially because I guess now technically she's family through marriage, whatever. But I don't know, the wedding just really has me pondering and thinking about kind of everything, I guess. But I will say it was a very good time. It was great to see my family. I don't know if I'm a wedding person, I think is something I realized. It's really awkward to see, like, a bunch of distant relatives and, like, have to... I'm just horrible at small talk, I think is really the issue. If I was good at small talk, I think I would be fine at weddings. But I'm horrible at small talk, and I just get really awkward when I don't know what to say. But I had a great time hiding from everybody with just me and my little brothers. We had so much fun. And my little cousins. My 6-year-old cousin was hilarious. He was cracking me up the whole time. And my 6-year-old cousins and my other cousins that are, like, around his age, they kept stealing all the mints from the men's bathroom. So by the end of the night, there were no mints. And they just had their pockets stuffed full of mints. It was really funny, guys. It was really funny. He had to be there. My dad was the officiant, so he gave really... Is it officiate or officiant? You know, I think it's... Whatever, it doesn't matter. But he gave a really good speech, like, for the vows and stuff. So that was cool. But... yeah, I don't know. Being a bridesmaid was interesting because it's my first time being a bridesmaid. It's the first time I've been old enough. So I was just thinking, like, oh my God, I wonder when the next time I'll be a bridesmaid will be, because it'll probably be one of my friends. So that was crazy. I was like, I wonder which one of my friends is going to get married next or, like, first, because whatever. Anyway... guys, I've just been in a pondering state. I've got a lot on my mind. I'm just always thinking. Okay. Now I'll get back to my last, like, set of songs. This band is really good. Throwback to high school music. And, hey, shout out the girl who introduced me to this band. I hope you're doing well, even though kind of hate you, but I hope you're doing well now. And hey, all's well that ends well. So here is You Can Have It All by Yo La Tengo. Bum, bum, bum. Oh. That was Murphy Bed by Mira. I love, 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 love Mira. Telephone Wires, check it out. Check out, oh my God, I'm forgetting my favorite song. Well, it'll come back to me probably in 15 minutes. Or when I go on Spotify to look at what the name is. But highly recommend. And I just love that song. I love how angry the love in that, Gone Sugaring, that's what it's called. Anyway, I love how angry the love in that song sounds. It just feels very realistic. Okay, in honor of the hurricane that one of my friends was in, here's the PSA for today. It's storm season. With power outages and weather-related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year. So be prepared ahead of time by having a couple gallons of drinking water and at least a few days worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food already stored in your home. Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait in long lines while you safely ride out the storm from the comfort of home. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. That was not my best PSA, guys, but again, I'm so tired. It's gotten to a point. It gets to a point. Okay, the final song I have for you this morning is a cover. And I feel like I don't usually play covers just because I don't usually listen to covers. Nothing against covers. It just, like, it doesn't cross my mind to. But this song is such a good cover. So I feel it's earned its place in my mind as a cover. And hey, a little cover never hurt anybody. I'm gonna be playing, well, no, I'll leave it as a surprise until I play it. I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. Once again, I'm Mo. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I will see you next Tuesday on a Monday. Unless I oversleep, which maybe. And this is Lola, originally by the Kinks, performed by the Raincoats.
I met her in a club down in Oxford, where they drink champagne and it tastes
just like cherry cola. C-O-L-A cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said Lola. Hello.
Frame the way.